The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour was invited to, once again, take part in the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter experience. This year, the focus was on navigating the changing marketing landscape. Over 120 people attended the full-day session. There were business owners, marketing pros, and agency types who came to learn about the latest trends in things like content strategy, social media, video, consumer habits, and more. We caught up with Marianne O'Brien from OBI Creative of Omaha following her keynote address about brand loyalty. How has it changed, and who creates it? Here is that conversation. Marianne, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You were talking about branding and business to a whole room full of freshly scrubbed people out there that were anxious to hear what you had to say about, is the brand dead? Is brand loyalty dead? Is it?
Well, you know, the way that we used to refer to brand loyalty, I believe, is dead. I think brand loyalty is kind of a thing of the past, and now it's about the law of attraction and how brands can get other like entities to be attracted to them is really the equity that is held in the brand today.
So when a consumer looks at a image of a logo, they immediately have a brand image in their head, correct?
That's right.
But that image is not their brand.
It may be one of the reflections of their brand, but it is not the only
right.
thing. And really, the value of that brand is held in the eye of whoever is viewing it.
So who creates the brand? Does the business create the brand, or does the consumer create the brand?
The consumer creates the brand.
Yeah. And how is it that businesses continue to think that they're creating their own brand?
Well, I think if you look at history, we built systems based on different averages, and we tried to normalize things, and we didn't look at our business from an individual standpoint. We looked at it from an aggregate standpoint. So we focused on the aggregate and not on the individual. And today, the individual is demanding that you have to focus on me. If you want me to do business with you, you need to know who I am and why I would be attracted to your business or not.
And we're seeing a lot of that with the utilization of social media, where businesses continue to think that Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, whatever it happens to be, the platform, is their private television station to just throw up how wonderful they are rather than take in what the consumer is really after. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the best brands in the world know that it's not about them anymore. It's about the customer.
Yeah.
Whoever the customer is, whether it's a business-to-business customer, whether it's an end customer, all customers are humans, and we all want to be considered in the equation. And just think of yourself. If somebody asks you a question, it's a human truism, you're going to answer. So why wouldn't a brand invite their customers to tell them what they want?
And how do we get to that point? How does a business get to that point to actually engaging with their customer? Because so many businesses, they might be able to tell you, oh, our demographic is X, Y, and Z, but they can't really drill down to tell you what it is that their customer really wants.
Yeah, I think it comes to, there's a couple things. I think you have to figure out how to derive meaning out of what you offer as a brand. And then you need to ask your customers and your prospects, and that can be done through things as simple as using a mobile phone and a short text survey to ask a few questions, all the way to a full voice of the customer study that allows you to really know hand on heart what is most meaningful to those customers individually, and how holistically can you as a brand provide more value to them. And so there's things like thought leadership techniques that we see going on in social media that I think are the right tools to attract, as long as they fit with your brand and what's meaningful about your brand to the customer. But I think the first step is asking the customer what it is they want and how do they value your brand in the market.
Is it easier for a large corporation to do this, or can this be drilled down to small companies, 1, 2, 10, 15, 20 employee companies?
You know, that's been the big question for the years in marketing as well. The big guys like P&G and, you know, Salesforce.com, the big brands, they can do this. But I would argue that's not true. At my firm, we have a strict methodology and approach to doing branding. And we don't do any creative for creative's sake at OBI. We start and end with the customer. So we've taken kind of a Fortune 100 approach and figured out how to scale it down to small, medium, large enterprise level businesses. So I would say every company needs to be considering this.
If you were to give us, Marianne, three simple steps to start that process, what might they be?
Well, the number one, I think you need to look at your overall customer experience. What is the experience that the customers have to go through when they engage with you? And I don't mean the end step, I mean all steps. So that would be the first thing. Then I would probably, and you need to do that through qualitative and quantitative kind of tools. The next thing I would do is I'd look at my competition, and I would say, as it relates to my competition, where do I stand? Based on what customers want, am I delivering on all the elements that they want, or is there somebody that's best in class that's doing it better? And if they are, how can I take from them kind of key learnings and apply it to my business? You know, there's not trickery in this world of business. It really is. You either take care of the customer or you don't. And so I think if you err on the side of the customer and you really start at the end, which is the customer, do some research, make sure your experience matches up, and make sure that it's easy and convenient for them to do business with you, you'll be attractive to individuals looking for what you offer.
Marianne O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen, she was the keynote speaker today at the American Marketing Association of Iowa. Experience, taking the mystery out of branding, right?
That's right.
One client is a time. and welcome to Des Moines, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You've
so much.
Just recently expanded out of Omaha, coming here, right?
That's right. Yes. Last May, we acquired Alt mm-hmm. Studios, and we brought them into the OBI family, and we're thrilled to be here. Have a lot of great friends and clients.
And it's here. A great place to work.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful place. Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to Des Moines. Marianne O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen, from the American Marketing Association of Iowa. More on the Business News Hour coming up next.